Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. That's right. We're glad you could join us. It's time to sit back. Get comfortable. Talk about some weird stuff. Just chill for a while. Welcome to After Hours with the Rise Guys. Here's Madman at 9.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Man, it just hit me. And I don't know that he'll hear this, but how creepy Mark sounds.
Oh, he does, man. He does.
Like, wow. Yeah.
Choking myself on my cord here.
If we'd let him go on for a few more seconds, he'd be like, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you wearing? No, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, he's Sidney. Want to play a game?
He kind of is.
Yeah.
He's got that serial killer thing going on there in that intro. It's funny, man.
This is episode 38.
It is 38, man.
After Hours with the Rise Guys.
Still going strong, 38 episodes in. Still
yes,
having
sir.
Fun doing it every week.
You know what? It is a highlight.
Mm-hmm. I like your Odyssey socks, by the way.
You like those?
I like those.
You know, I was going to, because our company that we work for that facilitates this and then our other show, they changed the name of the company and they said, hey, we're giving away this merch. The swag.
Yeah, the swag.
With our logo on it. Go pick out this, that, or the other, and we'll send it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever go do it. And I got two gifts.
Yeah, two gifts. You got the same gift box I received.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got the socks and the earbuds.
Yeah, the wraparound ones so they don't fall off. You're out cutting grass. You don't mow them. You don't mow over them.
Got them on Facebook Marketplace for $7. Porch pickup only.
Yes, yeah, power buds. I appreciate those. I wear them when I ride my lawnmower. Now my phone pops up once a week and tells me that I listen to too much loud music.
I'm your like, socks?
No, not my socks. I haven't worn those. I keep them in my car and I use them to wipe the dust off the touchscreen.
Hey, they're like socks for your hands.
Yeah, kind of. I don't wear them on my hands though. They're still in the packaging.
Oh.
I just use the sock to wipe the dust off. Yeah,
men in bots.
That's what I've done with them. But I use the buds though to listen to music.
Yeah,
nice. When I cut grass.
Yeah.
For 4 hours a week.
No kidding.
Yeah, it takes about 4 hours.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that consecutively or do you take a little go ahead. Do you break?
The break is in the riding of the lawnmower.
I was gonna say.
So first I use the push mower, which is usually anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes of that.
Okay.
Take a knock out a few spots. You know, you can't really get with the riding mower.
Right.
And then you take a break, which is
you talking about a Kit Kat bar?
Which is a good couple, 2.5-3 hours of riding mower, which is a nice long break, really.
Sure.
But when you get off that damn thing, man, you can't walk right. Like, you're all just, whoa.
You're still vibrating.
Ooh, yeah, you are. You just vibrate like hell because I do 2 acres on it. And then and then weed eat to wrap up.
Yes.
Yeah, I do it in that order. A lot of people say you should weed eat before you cut, and I'm like, well, I got to break this up here, man.
Yeah. And then we weed smoke, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you smoke cigarettes while riding the lawnmower?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to.
I didn't know.
You
if
have
you,
to.
If you.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, what if you don't
what
smoke?
Else you gonna do? You should start. I'm kidding. Don't do that. I'm
dip mint leaves.
Don't do that.
If you
don't start.
I would be very cautious with dropping something into the, you know, catching yourself on fire.
I'm gonna do that.
You have an open flame near gasoline.
Smoking the car, too.
Be careful. Do you wear a seatbelt on the lawnmower?
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't have one. It's like a school bus. It's even yellow.
Yeah.
Cup cadet. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, you know, it's all right.
Does your seat have a little spring on the back?
Oh, yeah, man.
That's a nice touch.
You got to have the mower seat where if you stand up, it cuts off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's when I have to stand
up.
That
was only if you fell off of it.
No, it's if you get off the, if your ass comes off the seat, it's going to turn off.
Oh, I see. I thought that was for if you fell off.
No, it also happens if you got to get up and move a limb. But how does the mower know if you fell off or stood up?
Sorry if I'm like loopy today. I've been up since 3:30. I woke up a half hour earlier than normal. So
I'm fired up today, man. I'm ready.
I'm full, caffeined up.
I'm full of piss and vinegar. I just told a chick off on Instagram. I'm ready to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
In my mind, it's like somebody fell off a mower and laid there and couldn't move, and then the lawnmower like went down there and like for some reason maybe bounced. I guess I'm thinking of the lawnmowers like a Roomba.
Maybe.
And it would keep, maybe.
They have Roomba lawnmowers now.
I know. I've seen them when I got stuck behind a train over there at Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah.
And the lawnmower came back and it was going right toward the guy who fell off.
Yeah.
And it ran him over.
Macho man.
And they're like, oh, yeah, we need to make some kind of safety mechanism. Turn that off when you fall off or get up.
Now, I know a guy who fell off a lawnmower and it didn't cut off and it cut his foot off. And then he lied and told people it happened in the war. You used to know that guy.
I know that guy.
You used to know that guy.
Yes, used to. Liar. That's why, man.
I always love
what,
pointing out that guy did that.
Yeah, but you know what? That's one thing we walked away from that friendship because of that. Almost
yeah.
like the Seth Rogen thing now where he's like, you know what? I know everybody loves Pineapple Express, but I don't hang out with James Franco anymore when I heard about all these allegations that are yet to maybe be proved in court or whatever, but allegations nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one. The minute I found out that dude had been lying all along about the stolen valor stuff, I totally disassociated myself.
Absolutely, instantly.
Piece of trash.
Yeah, he sucks, man. He sucks.
Full
of piss and vinegar. What you got?
Well, okay. So, part of this is for you, Nine. You listening right now? Well, I believe enjoy this, but
okay.
And I'm not calling you a know-it-all.
Mm-hmm.
But you know a lot about. A lot of things, but you're also quick with the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm more of someone who likes to get the answers from just thinking about it, but you are very time efficient and you're like, why am I going to sit here and think about it and just look it up?
No, if I can think of it, I know it, but if I don't know it, I don't know it. I'm going to look it up.
Well, so.
I'm not going to just suddenly create an answer in my head that's correct if I just don't know.
Well, that's what I do when I watch Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. I will scream the first thing. You imagine if I was really on there? I would be like negative $42,000.
Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't make it to final.
You'd buzz in first every time and be wrong.
The first thing comes, I have to buzz in and then think of the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like, this isn't conspiracy stuff. This is just like little known factual stuff.
Okay, I like that.
And I've been adding to this list since this show started,
mm-hmm.
which is episode 38.
Yeah.
So at least 38 weeks worth, maybe 40. Of these little known facts, and I thought that it'll like really make my day if you don't know these. Just being very transparent. It would really make my day if I know this and you've never heard it.
Okay.
But don't play up to make me feel better.
Oh, don't worry about that.
Oh, I know.
You know who you're talking to right now.
But then I also thought like that good fun conversation we have could just spur off into anything.
Oh yeah, man. Hell yeah.
So
what'd you get?
The first one.
What'd you get?
You familiar with Chuck E. Cheese? The official backstory is that he's an orphan mouse who does not know what day he was born. So to make up for not having a birthday party of his own, he hosts parties for little kids. And the E in his name, Chuck E. Cheese, stands for entertainment. So his name is Chuck Entertainment Cheese.
Mm-hmm. I knew that. We've talked about that before on the Rise Guys show, I'm pretty sure.
I may have been out that day.
I'm pretty sure. You might have been, but I'm pretty sure that's come up on the Rise Guys show.
Really?
I'm positive it has.
Oh, man. The only thing I recall anything about anything like that was the time that we were at that gym, and there was a guy from the new local news who didn't want to catch any special attention or treatment, so he put his name down as Charles Cheese.
Yeah.
And that was a Chuck E. Cheese joke.
It was, yeah.
But so you knew that Chuck E. Cheese was an orphan?
I knew his middle name was Entertainment.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they orphaned him. Or left him, I guess it would be called. What is that called? If you orphaned, you orphaned the kid? Or that's what they are.
You orphaned them? They are an orphan because you orphaned them?
Yeah, but what did they do? They left him.
Abandoned,
that's it.
That's a word.
They abandoned him because they're like, Jesus Christ. We named our kid's middle name Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. And his first name's Chuck, not even Charles.
Not even Charles. Okay, well, shit. I can say it.
Oh, man, you know what I'm glad I haven't heard in a long time? Remember back when people used to call Charleston Chucktown all the time? I hated that. I hated that so bad. I haven't heard that in a long time. I just want to thank everybody for dropping that.
How do you feel about cola?
That just is what it is. It doesn't really bother me. I'm not usually going there anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't really have any business
Chucktown.
There. Last time I went to Columbia was a little over 2 years ago for any reason.
Riverbanks?
No. Tyler Childers concert, me and Tribble.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Saw that big dude knock that dude out.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime you went in the bathroom, there were three sets of feet in the stall next to you, and they all had colds real bad.
Oh, yes.
All night long.
Facing each other.
Yeah, they were.
Foot. You knew that one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just try them.
What else you got? Let's do some interesting stuff.
Did you know that until 1948, 7-Up, the soda, contained lithium citrate, which is a mood stabilizer used to treat people with bipolar disorder.
I didn't know they put lithium in the 7-Up.
They put it in 7-Up till 1948.
Yeah. Made you feel real good.
See, that's where you I instantly think to Coca-Cola with the cocaine.
Were they drinking 7 and 7s back then? That would have been interesting.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody knew that, though? I feel like you knew that, and you're just kind of entertaining.
No, I didn't know that at all. I didn't know that at all. Man, if you drank a 7 and 7 in 1947, it would have been like...
That's why everybody was so happy back then.
Any of y'all ever seen like what happens when
most
woman like takes a Klonopin and drinks a glass of wine? It would have been like that, probably.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I ain't saying it's pretty, but it's getting put on somebody.
Ugh. Oh. Do me a favor.
What?
Will you turn the lights off?
What? Why?
Charles, man. I'm like, look, I'm right under it. I feel like Liza Minnelli in that damn, what was that movie?
That was just a weird place to ask that after my weird joke about, you know, that.
No, it was funny, but I'm sitting here, I feel like I'm looking like Gilbert Godfrey right now. I can't see shit. I mean, God, dude, you suck. You turned it up all the way bright. That was like a fucking solar flare.
Stop, calm down.
I know.
Stop.
Earmark at the time. Ah, Lord.
I don't have a pen.
Sorry, that really caught me off guard. I'm sitting here, I'm under the spotlight, and then I say, hey, turn it down. And don't you know up from down? Why would you turn it all the way up?
My finger bumped it. You could have got up and did it.
Well, I asked you nicely. You're just closer.
Not by much.
That's what my daddy would say when he'd sit on the other side of the room. You closer.
Yeah, you closer, you do
it. You closer, man. Daddy, won't you pull your recliner? Oh, Matthew.
You closer, you do it.
All right, I'll try another one. I'm half blind now.
Is it green spots? All you see is a green spot.
I do. Like, yeah. I'm closing my eyes right now, and I see, like, Pac-Man ghosts going everywhere.
Green blob.
Okay.
That's funny.
Here's another one. Be honest. I don't care if you know it. It's always fun to talk about. There's this a city in Norway called Longyearbyen.
Mm-hmm.
Long year, B-Y-E-N. I'm sure it's Long Beer.
Yeah.
Norway. It is forbidden to bury anyone there. Why? The town's only cemetery closed over 70 years ago because it's so cold.
How cold is it?
It's so cold that bodies that are buried there have never fully decomposed. Thus, many of them still carry traces of the Spanish flu from 1918.
Man, I guess that's like a cremation town. I didn't know. That's interesting. I didn't know that. I never read that.
But think about that, though, man. Like, if the body doesn't decompose and you died from a disease, that disease is going to the ground. And I don't know. I mean, if it's 1918, I'm sure not everybody was... Look, we're thinking that the grave diggers are just sitting there and they're fully making sure everything's on the up and up. Mm-hmm. Some of them out there do. Some of them don't give a crap.
The only one I know runs over cars.
That's Monster Jam. For those of you that are looking up for the joke. Ah, there it is. Yeah, yeah. That's great, though. I love that. But to think about that when someone is put into the earth, and if the earth is so cold that it doesn't, the body doesn't decompose and the ashes, ash and dust to dust, then that disease is living in the ground and then somehow could get into the water supply.
Possibly. I mean, maybe they're at that point in history, maybe most of them are in vaults of some sort.
Yeah, because everybody was keeping up with the Joneses. With
and
that
generally
stuff.
They do take steps to make sure that, because, I mean, it's not just that could get in the water supply. It's all kind of, you know, rot and disease could get in there. They generally take steps to make sure that the cemetery isn't where they can go to water supply.
Yeah, but that's, don't you think that most.
Did anybody be dead?
Cemeteries are like, and I know there's some nice ones, just like the analogy I'm about to use here, but cemeteries are almost like nursing homes in that when they made them, they were really, really nice, but now they haven't been taken care of very well, and they just kind of look like crap.
But especially some of the ones in the outlying areas around here.
Yeah.
And we're in upstate South
Carolina.
Where
the generations are so removed that no one cares to go doll them up and make them look
well,
pretty.
And it's just this big flat field, and it just looks like this big flat field of like half-dead grass, and you go out there, and all the headstones are just flat. Flat on the ground, and that, I mean, that's just how a lot of them are around here.
Yeah, the one in downtown Greenville, some of them have sunk into the ground, and it's kind of like
you get that with old ones. I mean, I go to a lot of old cemeteries where some of my family's buried up in Fair Play, and there's a bunch of old like Civil War era.
That's where the turnabout is.
Collapsed. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they have a turnabout in Fair Play?
They
if
do.
They need one.
They do. It's right there at the Beaver Dam Church.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, is that where the phrase comes from?
Yeah.
Turnabout is in Fair Play.
It is in Fair Play.
That brings me to my next one.
Okay.
If we're done with that.
I think so, yeah. I like cemeteries, though. They're cool.
No one knew you probably
do. Go to Old Stone Church Cemetery now.
Go to the one in, I think I told you about this. Downtown Atlanta has one from the 1800s.
I don't want to go that far, man. That's
well, if you're down there for the World of Coke or whatever.
Man, Old Stone Church in Clemson or something.
Go to a Braves game or something. That one there is really, really old, but the tree trunks and like the roots in the ground have like brought some of the...
Go to Atlanta. With what gas?
Well, we should say that this was taped on May 11th, 2021.
Yeah.
Where there was a gas freak out going on.
Yeah, lines everywhere.
Yeah.
I was cussing people like hell trying to get gas.
You were.
Matt saw it.
Whoa, man.
He was there.
I almost called the FOF line. I was just going to put the phone in the air.
Well, you should have. Especially off. That one guy was glaring at me. I beat him with the pump.
If,
I got
if
there
he
first.
Had pulled around and went to the other pump, would you have said anything?
Man, I would have looked to see if he was still looking at me or if he's all right now.
Okay, because I was going to tell you, if he says anything, squirt him down with gas and I'll throw a match at him.
I ain't wasting gas.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
You probably do know this, but for those many won't, I did not. There is a city in North Carolina called Why Not.
Why Not North Carolina?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of Why Not. I don't know where it is, though.
So here is why there is a city, and maybe you can look this up on a map. I did not. So I was wondering if it's somewhere we've ever been near in a small town, but... The city of Why Not, North Carolina has its name because the residents argued over what to name the city. So after listening to many people make suggestions, someone finally stood up and said, why not name the town, why not? Then when we go home. Wait a minute.
Huh?
Why not name the town, why not, and then we go home?
Oh, okay. That
so he
good.
Wanted to end the meeting.
He just wanted to go home.
So he's like, why not name the town? Why not?
And then we just go home.
And they did.
I like that.
I imagine if this was a Disney movie, one person would have stood up and started clapping very bravely. And then someone would have looked around and shrugged and said, fine, I'm going to stand up to it. And by the end of it, everybody was standing up. Even the bailiffs and the women who couldn't vote and everyone.
Everybody just wanted to go home and get something to eat.
Just want to go home.
Yeah, they
why
had,
not?
They had beans cooking. They had cornbread ready to go. Yeah, the
beans don't cook on the grill, Dine.
Mm-mm.
Jeez.
Now, do you ever think about what it would be like if Greenville hadn't become Greenville, if it had stuck with its original name?
Oh, your man. See, you caught me off guard here. The original name of Greenville.
And when I say Greenville, I mean Greenville.
Greenville.
Greenville. Greenville.
Was it, it was named after a person.
No, it's not a person now. Nathaniel Green, no.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm wrong.
It was named after one of the major thoroughfares.
What is a thoroughfare?
Road.
Oh. I thought it was a horse.
Yeah. One of the main roads through town.
I rode a horse one time and was put up wet.
Didn't have a name either.
Shoot, I don't know what. Poinsettia?
No, it was Pleasantburg.
Pleasantburg.
Way back when it was Pleasantburg.
Dude, that's wacky when you think about the movie Pleasantville.
Yeah, it is. I mean, this was almost Greenville. It was almost Pleasantburg. Yeah, so you think Greenville would be Greenville if it were still Pleasantburg? Would it have helped or hurt? Would anything have changed? Would it just be a different name?
I feel like the name Pleasant.
How much would it be different if it were still called Pleasantburg?
It would be a lot different because I guess basing what I'm about to say off the movie Pleasantville, which you haven't seen it, dude, it is magnificent. It is a great deep thinking movie, kind of like The Truman Show. I think Pleasant is, you're trying to sit there and say, hey, we're trying to doll this place up and make it sound nicer than it really is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pleasant here. What do we name this town? It's pleasant.
It is pleasant.
Well, yeah, but it just sounds like it. So I don't know.
It's very pleasant in Pleasantburg.
Think about why. I'm sure people live in Blacksburg are like, why does Greenville get all the stuff? Mm-hmm. We're Blacksburg.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure there's people in.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other cities that have colors in the name.
Now you got me thinking
White
about
Plains.
That. Mm-hmm. This is New York. New York. What about Blue Ridge?
Orangeburg, South Carolina, Blue Ridge. I'm sure they're like, hey. Yeah, that Blue Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
You turn around in our driveway, and we're going to shoot the back of your car out.
You go up the road there to Silver Lake, up there by Sugar Tit.
You're several up for me. Sugar's not a color.
But Silver Lake by Sugar Tit.
Well.
Anyway.
Yes. I don't think it would have been the same.
Yeah, okay.
But then again, you look at some things, and like the word Google. You know, think about that. How silly.
Google.
The fact that a song called Nookie by a band called Limp Bizkit was like the number one song at one time in history.
Yes.
So a lot of things over time we just kind of say, oh, yeah, maybe it's not so silly.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think it would have. I think it would have been, that Malden, if we were Pleasantburg. All right, you want to hear another one?
Yeah, I do, man.
Keep me abreast of time, because I have 28 of these. I could go on for hours, but I'd prefer not to.
Plenty of time.
A 4-year-old kid named Bobby Dunbar disappeared on a family trip. 8 months later, they rescued him and reunited him with his family, and they lived happily ever after. Nearly 100 years later, DNA has now proved conclusively that the kid that they rescued was not their son, Bobby Dunbar.
See, I've heard maybe that very one, but a story just like that.
Unsolved mysteries.
Okay, well, okay, then I have. That thing happened. It's a changeling thing, man.
Changeling, and then it makes me think of, scary. I've mentioned this before, and
cold in here.
There, boy, you see me, I was about to do the same thing, as hands in pits.
Put my arms in my shirt.
I was telling
a t-shirt, man.
A buddy of mine that is very, 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 very smart. I've told him my theories about the orphan trains, and I mean, that's what they were called, the orphan trains, and it's where they would advertise weeks out that we're bringing in these displaced kids from all over the world, no less, and we're going to have a train, and if you're a farmer, specifically a farmer, a blacksmith, and there was a third trade, you can come down here and take a child. And then those people would go down there, and literally with no kind of documentation, they would fill out their name, their address, or whatever, and then, boom, take the kid, and then name that kid John or Susie or whatever.
Yeah.
And the kid, a lot of them were so young that they never knew their true... I remember that long-lost siblings episode of Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, yeah, man. There's several like that.
And that was in the 80s, and they were like in their 90s then, so they're long dead.
Yeah, long dead now.
But the fact that that was just so common that people could just come in and take a child and then change their entire... Not their DNA. You can't change the DNA, but, you know, people... That's why things like 23andMe and, you know, all these DNA services are needed, is because people have been raised to think that there's something they're not.
Yeah, or at least they've been, you know, told to this or that. I mean, how many people did that just to prove to somebody that they have a lot of Native American blood and find out they didn't have any? Well, that happens a lot.
I imagine it does.
Especially to people from around here, because y'all all claim it.
Yes. Well, some were told that.
Yeah.
Some were told
all
that.
All were told that.
Good many of them were.
All of us.
Good many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're all ready to Sitting Bull, and he didn't live nowhere near here.
No. You know, there's people who think Geronimo was not even a real Native American.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so wild. Okay. I have another one for you.
Okay, hit me with it.
At least pretend you don't know this one.
Okay.
In Britain, during the mid-1960s, now that wasn't but 60 years ago or less.
Less.
Pregnancy tests were carried out by injecting women's urine into a frog and then checking to see if the frog had laid eggs within 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
All that had to be done in a lab. So the first pregnancy testing kit was made available over the counter in 1971 when a woman could then test her own urine and wait 2 hours for confirmation.
Wow, okay. I mean, I knew they did the rabbit thing back in the day.
What?
Yeah, the rabbit thing.
No, I don't know. Tell me this.
I
dissected one before, but I've never peed in one.
I don't remember. I got to look it up. I don't use my arms.
It's
not that I don't want to use my arms, just that I'm freezing. I don't want to take them out from under my shirt.
Use them or lose them is what I was always told. Oh, I wanted to take a picture of that so much. But Niner's got his hands in the sleeves of his shirt, but he's got them coming out the bottom type.
Yeah.
So it looks like... It looks like Thing and his twin brothers that typing on the keyboard.
Yeah. All right.
From the Addams Family.
There's a hormone produced during pregnancy can be found in a pregnant woman's urine and blood. It indicates the presence of an implanted fertilized egg. So what this happens is you can take the urine from a woman in the early months of pregnancy, inject it into like female mice or rabbits in this case.
Kangaroos.
A few days after the injection, the animal will be dissected and the size of the ovaries of the animal are examined.
So is that where, like, I think a lot of that not tested on animal stuff maybe comes from. So, think about that. Like, they would collect frogs and then they would inject them with. Now, that's so weird. The science behind that is so strikingly odd to me.
Mm-hmm. It is odd, but yeah.
They take a woman's urine to impregnate a frog.
Yeah.
So that means that a
it's
woman...
That hormone, probably the same one.
This is when women shouldn't pee on frogs in the woods.
Don't lick them either.
Well, especially afterwards.
No.
Get warts on your tongue.
Yeah, you will.
It's just, that's amazing to me. When we talk about, oh, and this isn't an argument about how long the Earth's been here, but this whole thing about, oh, millions of years and all the evolution stuff. But, like, that was only 60 years ago, and we think we're at the height of everything. You know what I'm saying?
Where can we go from here?
Pregnancy test, toilet paper.
Yeah, we're all
I've
the
been
way.
Pitching it for years. Pitching it for years.
Does that mean you got to wipe with a frog? Or a rabbit?
Bears wipe with rabbits
they
already.
Do.
I've seen that.
I've seen
before.
That, yeah.
All right, I'm going to find another one you didn't know.
Give me one.
Okay.
Hit me with it. Come on.
Did you? Well, you'll probably know this. Yeah. If you don't, I'm going to be very ashamed.
Okay.
On the set of the great movie Princess Bride, Andre the Giant brought the production to a standstill. Why? No one said anything except Rob Reiner when he says, "Are you okay, Andre?" To which Andre replied, "I am now, boss." What did he do for 16 straight seconds? During this scene of the movie, Princess Bride.
I know I've heard this. I forget things, though. I don't know why short-term memory is bad, so it's long-term. The fart, is a big fart.
A 16-second long fart. Give him a point. He's right.
Yeah, he had a lot of fart stories with him. Like he was farting on Jake the Snake in the corner that time.
He hated him.
Yeah, he did. He did. He
Andre the Giant also hated people who wore suntan lotion or whatever.
Yeah.
Body lotion.
Yeah.
Because he would.
But he got along with the huckster, and he did.
I don't know that they got along.
It seemed like they got along all right.
You think so?
It seemed like they do.
I'm looking for another one. Some of these are, I've since realized that they're not going to be good.
No, okay. I don't like you doubting yourself about them.
Well, no, it's not, but I know you.
No.
And it's better when you don't know.
Oh, okay. So you think I'll know all the rest of them?
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Pause it for a second.
Well, you can't pause it for a second. We got to keep going.
Well, can you come up with something? Damn.
I'm sure you got something good.
Well, I'm looking for there one particular one that I know is going to take us down a real nice one, and then, okay, yes. In Britain, you ever heard the phrase, "Man, I went out today and bought a buttload of gas." You ever heard the term buttload?
Yeah.
Do you know that was actually a measurement in Britain? A buttload was 108 imperial gallons. Was a buttload.
Yeah. I didn't know that exact amount. I knew it came from something legitimate. I didn't know what it was, though. You can actually have a buttload of something. That's a lot, though. That's a lot.
You know
that's
what
way
I'm really
more
struggling
than a buttload.
With?
What?
We really had a segment about Chuck E. Cheese being an orphan mouse. And that his middle name was Entertainment.
Not like a segment, but it definitely has come up on that other show.
Okay.
I'm positive it has.
Well, let me just go off on another tangent here. Man, when things like that happen, like sometimes, I remember at the beginning when you would do this, I'm being very serious, you and Fatboy would say on the other show, oh yeah, he's been on the show before. I'm like, oh, that person, we've never interviewed that person. And then Fatboy would play tape of us talking to him. Is that really something to worry about? Like, is that just... You're getting older and you just forget stuff that really wasn't that meaningful to you? Or is that an on-site, onset of something to worry about?
I don't know what to say about it. I don't know how that works.
Well, I think you're suffering from it, too.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I mean, I don't know enough to... I can't offer any kind of educated opinion on that whatsoever.
That's wacky.
I can just offer like a layman guessing. Maybe somebody layman. Listening could offer some insight once we post this podcast tomorrow.
Here's another one for you. After Beethoven went deaf...
Mm-hmm.
He realized that he could attach a metal rod to his piano and bite down on it while he played. It allowed him to hear the pitch through the vibrations in his jawbone.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists have thus changed the name of the science to bone conduction because of Beethoven.
That's neat. That's neat. It's neat. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's how he wrote music when
these
he,
are things
when
he, that I thought,
he wrote music when he was deaf.
Why do I feel so dejected right now that I haven't impressed you
know.
With any information?
I'm impressed by these. That thing about Beethoven, that's a cool thing.
Now I mean, you're just
he was composing music while he was deaf.
You. I know the real you. You're just doing that now because you think, oh, if I don't play along with Matt, this podcast is going to go real haywire, and he's going to sit there and be pissed.
No, I'm just like the thing with Beethoven. He composed symphonies while he was deaf, and people still cherish them to this day. And he couldn't hear.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. How is it not amazing? Who the hell wouldn't be amazed by that?
All right, here's another one. Look at me in the eye. Pull your eyelids up so I can see him. Did you know? You know, Disney didn't write Little Mermaid. It was original. A lot of things about Disney, they basically just stole from history and then put laws on them so no one else could steal them from history.
They
like
would
they
make
did them.
Their version of it. They'd take something that's in the public domain and then make Walt Disney's version of it.
Disney's The Little Mermaid. So the original Little Mermaid was a novel. And maybe you knew this, maybe you did.
It's dark.
Or didn't. Yeah. Oh, you did.
It's dark.
Her legs were constantly... Okay, hold on. In the original Little Mermaid novel, the mermaid's legs constantly feel as if she's walking on sharp knives.
Mm-hmm.
The prince likes to watch her dance, which she does for him, despite the excruciating pain it causes her. Then he marries someone else, and the mermaid killed herself.
Yeah. Dark story, man.
Very
dark.
Holy moly.
Yeah, it's
how do they take...
I'm gonna see,
Okay, how do they take something other than the title of it?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, before that, I'm sure there was some, what are the people that collect books called? Octoquarians? It looks like antique aquarians?
There's whatever. A term for it. I don't remember what it is.
They may know that, but generally speaking, things like that are not known to have come. Like, a lot of people just assume it's a Disney production.
Yeah.
But that is so deep and dark. Why would they not just come up with their own little story?
You know, I'm not sure why.
Because they're taking the complete opposite of someone's art.
It's certainly based on that, loosely based on that, and changed up and made more modern-day child-friendly. I don't know why they do it.
But
I can't answer that.
Is that because of the way we are with entertainment? And it's changed a lot because... And I feel as maybe a hypocrite of this, but I hate predictable movies. I hate predictable songs. I hate knowing when the beat's going to drop in a song or the chorus kicks in or whatever. But then again, when it doesn't, I'm kind of like, it grabs my attention. And it's not always a good thing. Sometimes it is.
Sometimes
it's
a bad thing, yeah.
I forget the point I was going to make with that. I really did. Completely just escaped my head.
Okay.
It totally just escaped my head.
Yeah, but something to do, I guess, with about how they took parts of a story and kept the title?
Well, it's just something that's so, I don't know. I mean, that's such a weird, deep, dark story that was written. I guess the point is this. We used to go to the movies and to amusement parks and stuff for the distraction of it. And with a Disney movie and kind of that world, there's always the happy ending.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about an orgasm. Talking about the end of a nice one. But I feel like society is kind of drifting away from not the predictability of it, but like murder documentaries and murder movies, and not just horror, but like stuff based on reality.
Yeah.
Like we've gotten to the point where I don't want to just see a movie where someone pretends to be a serial killer. I want to see a movie about a real one.
An actual serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to that point, you just want more and more of it, I guess. But, you know, Disney
we
had
should
a lot
make
of
an amusement park that's really dark and seedy and weird.
Disney had a lot of changes to a lot of like, I mean, you know, everything they did back then was some previous work. I mean, they had Robin Hood with the fox, and they had, Sleeping Beauty and Snow White and Cinderella and all those. You know, they changed up, made them
their
own
version. It was all public domain.
And lightened them up some, too.
Rapunzel.
Beauty and the Beast. Every bit of it.
Did they make a Rapunzel movie?
Tangled, I guess, was that?
Ah. Yes.
I guess. I don't know, man. I'm not too... I don't know.
What was the other one? There was another one, too, that they totally switched the gimmick on. I don't know. I really... Man, I think...
Pinocchio's another one.
Disney is so evil. I can't figure out why I think that other than I've spent thousands of dollars there. But it's... I don't know. It just strikes me as such evil freaking... entity.
Yeah, you can't get past that.
Because it's culty.
It is, and it's so big too. It's so huge. It's global, and it's
there's people that just, and this isn't toward any.
They have their own self-contained cities. People pay to go to for a day.
Well, that was what the original thought was with Walt Disney. He mm-hmm. wanted to make Utopia, where the seven circles.
Yeah, he did.
He wanted to make a self-sustaining community.
Yeah.
And
he wanted it to be a super modern city too, and then it wound up they switched it over to Epcot and made a separate park out of his idea to have a super modern city.
And then you got Frontierland.
Yeah, he wanted the whole park to basically have that city to be contained within his vision of the city of the future, and then that just became Epcot and dumb.
So do you
because he died before they finished the?
Yes.
I didn't think they were they working on it when he died, or had they not started working on it yet?
Which one?
Florida, Orlando. I'm pretty sure he died before it was done. I know he died before it was done.
What?
Because they changed the plans.
No, I think it was the world is Florida, mm-hmm. land is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one that he went to. Because I've seen a picture of him standing there with Mickey Mouse in front of the. But it may not have been done. But he's standing in front of the castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he's one of those. I keep talking with my hands a lot.
I think Disneyland would have been first. They're making movies out there. I mean, before
is that right?
Before Disney World Orlando was. Nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, Orlando was just nothing before they did Disney World. And if they did Disney World before they did Disneyland, he didn't go to either one because he died before Disney World opened.
I am pretty sure that Orlando was the first one.
Well, then he didn't go to either park then.
Why?
Because he died before they opened Orlando.
Well, what is this fake picture that I've seen?
I don't know.
Like you said, he's standing in front of the castle. It might not mean he was open
mm-hmm.
or the... The park was open for operations yet.
But then they changed the plans a lot, too, after he was...
Well, that's what I was going to say. While you look that up and verify that I'm correct, is that, Walt Disney himself may not have been the evil guy, just like I don't think Sam Walton was.
He went to Disneyland. It opened in 55.
So I was right.
No.
Yes.
Disneyland in California was
I
open...
I said California 15, opened first.
No, you said Orlando.
And then Florida.
No, you said
second.
Orlando.
We'll
go to the tape.
Are we taping this?
Yeah.
kind of like he had the thought of like, yeah, this would be nice. And then when he died, then the corporation stuff came in. Same like Sam Walton.
Yeah.
I think the idea of Walmart was a good idea that he wanted to give a lot of availability to people in town.
And then everything just becomes so cold and kind of evil feeling.
Very much so. Very, very much.
But yeah, he had a great idea there. And then, the thing that, like, the way Sears used to be back in the day was really cool, too, and then it got ruined. And now it's Plumber. It don't exist anymore.
It's not open at all?
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, if they finally closed the one in Greenville, there can't be many of them left.
Dude, the one at Haywood closed?
Oh, yeah, it's been gone.
What's in there now?
Nothing.
Mega Gadzooks.
Nothing. It's going to be a huge Halloween Express, though.
Oh, man. You know what I wish they'd bring back is the, remember the McAllister Square Haunted House?
Yeah.
The one in the portable?
Oh, yeah, man.
That was so awesome. All right, I'll do one more.
Okay.
This one, you probably know this too. In the United States, if your dog needs a kidney transplant, you can take one from a stray animal.
Right, I didn't know that.
The only stipulation, you have to adopt the donor animal afterwards. So, two lives are actually saved rather than one lost to kidney disease and the other one to euthanasia.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
You really didn't?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know that. It's like a federal law that you can.
In the United States.
General rule.
If you're.
It doesn't seem like it'd be a. They don't like a federal law would cover that.
I don't know. Yeah. Can they make you adopt an animal?
No, I mean, it just doesn't seem like a federal law.
Maybe they're just. This is like a Couth law.
Little specific thing. It might just be like a general rule kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe if you go into the...
an agreement you reach with your veterinarian.
So you can't go to the Humane Society and say, hey, looking for a kidney. And they're like, well, you have to adopt the whole dog. You're like, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they have to take... they have just as much trouble finding a match as people do, or is it just pretty much easy to swap out dog kidneys?
You know what's crazy about that? I don't know the answer to that, but the other day when you were not here... Something similar came up because I was talking about my grandma had to donate one of her kidneys as a young child to her sister to save her life. And did you know that there's a left and a right kidney?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't ever know that.
Yeah, you get two of them.
I knew that, but they're not interchangeable. Like,
yeah,
she would have to, if she needed a left kidney, you had to give her a left kidney.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when they got into my grandma's right kidney, they found out that it was kind of screwed up, too.
Oh,
so
that sucks.
She died with half a kidney.
Yeah, okay.
What does that mean? Did she pee a lot or not at all?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask her.
I can't, Nine. Thanks for bringing that up. Lord, ask Nanny if she peed a lot. Most, here's another one.
All right, give me one more.
Just one?
Last one.
Perfect. Most of the public swimming pools in the United States were still segregated based on color despite the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Who took a stand? None other than Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers took a stand against racial inequality in 1969 by inviting a black police officer on a show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
The two gentlemen broke a major color barrier by getting into a shallow pool and washing each other's feet.
Now, I knew he had the black police officer on his show, and it was broke a lot of barriers and stuff, but I didn't know it led to desegregating swimming pools.
But Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Like, have you watched the Tom Hanks movie?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I have not talked to anybody that I trust that has seen it. And I don't know that I want to totally invest an hour and a half, two hours into it.
If I'm going to watch a movie, it better be stupid, and that seems kind of serious to me.
It does, because Hanksy's in it.
Yeah, I like stupid movies, man. I just like to watch stupid nonsense.
Like what? Give me something to put on my list.
It's not horror movies and stuff. You know the kind of stuff I watch.
Yeah. What's a good one, though?
I don't know. Watched anything in like a week.
Have you seen any kind of... forget it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. If you want me to, I will.
Well, I mean, usually you've seen anything recently. You haven't.
No, I watched that documentary about the Watts Rides last night, and that was pretty good, too.
Okay.
That's the last thing I watched.
That flows good with the Mr. Rogers talk.
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah, it was really interesting.
I'm going to tell you something.
What's that?
I didn't like today's show.
Well, you didn't? Why not?
I'm kidding. I thought it was fine.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was fine. I do enjoy when, not that it's a competition,
mm-hmm.
but, man, there's so many things that, like, I'll tell you, the other day, I said to Nine, I'm going to talk about you like you're not here.
Okay.
I said, you know what I just found out? He's like, what? I said, that the computer game, The Sims, I thought that their name was The Sims. Mm-hmm. I did not realize that it was
like
short.
Like Phil Sims.
Like Phil Sims.
Yeah, okay.
I did not realize that it was short for simulations.
Yeah.
He's like, you didn't know that? And I'm like, God, let me tell you something. When somebody says something that they just, like, would they do a thing? Like, I was this day old when I found this out. Don't get on them and say, well, you didn't know that?
Yeah, I don't really do that.
Yeah, you don't.
No.
You don't ever do that.
I don't like to make people feel bad, man.
No, you don't. You make me feel good.
Faster, I hate making
faster,
people feel bad.
Faster.
I want everybody to be happy if they're around me.
Episode 38, this has been.
Sometime.
This is a, no, it is, this whole time has been.
Yeah, yeah, it is episode 38, you're correct.
Of After Hours with the Rise Guys. For real, interact with us on this. The toughest part of doing this podcast is not being able to take live calls because it's a taped show. So interact with us. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. I'm on Snapchat, but I don't use it. I'm at OMAFFEW. That's OHMAFFEW.
You can find me on Instagram, Nine Rules, NINERULES.
Holler at us and let us know what you think about the show, any of that stuff you didn't know, or share any other, oh man, do you know this kind of gimmick?
Appreciate you.
Episode 38 of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Guys?
All right. Get out. Time to close the doors on another episode of After Hours with the Rise Guys. Subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Pass it around to your family and friends and other P1s. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.